What happened also as a result is that all of this fragmentation, all of this rivalry and hostility and warfare accompanied the period of world exploration. So as explorers were heading out to conquer new lands for European rulers in North America, Latin America, Africa, Asia, during this same period of time, you've got it. They also imported a fragmented Christianity, so that Latin America is predominantly Roman Catholic because it's largely Latin. It was largely settled by Spanish and Portuguese rulers. North America was, for the most part, Protestant because it was founded by English settlers primarily, and then was mostly populated in the earlier years by other Protestant adherents. A divided Christianity was transported to new lands as mission and colonialism went hand in hand in a competition for souls. And the importation of European culture as Christian culture. It is precisely this, and it's an extraordinarily important point to make, that was one of the things that gave rise to the Enlightenment in the late 17th and early 18th century in Europe. At least one of the factors at work in the development of what is called modernity, or the spirit of Enlightenment, was a sense of moral revulsion at this kind of deeply internecine and indeed fratricidal hostility between competing versions of Christianity, each of which was willing to use the sword in order to establish its form of the truth. Now, since the 18th century, the Constantinian era has been fractured and challenged above all in the West through political revolution. So that assumed connection between Christianity and the state has been decisively severed since the 18th century. There are three important revolutions that need to be noted. The American Revolution in 1776, the French Revolution in 1789, and the Russian Revolution in 1917. Each of these called into question the place of Christianity as a state religion and really began to move into a politically secular world that most of us now inhabit. In the United States, there has been a separation of church and state, which removes the privilege of Christianity as an established religion, but is very careful not to directly attack Christianity or any other sort of religious observance. So freedom of religion is one of the guaranteed rights under the American Constitution. But there was also this very nervous sense among the framers of the Constitution that in the American experiment, the disastrous previous history of Europe should not be repeated, and that there ought to be a respect for religion, but there ought to be also what Jefferson called this wall of separation between religion and the state.